Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to keep the discussion focused on South Africa. This is an important month because farmers in a number of regions in South Africa will start to harvest some of their early planted summer grains and oilseeds. We'll probably see increased momentum of harvesting towards the end of the month, particularly in areas that are in soybean planting. And as we transition into May and in June, I think we'll see then a wide-scale harvesting in all of the major grains and oilseeds, sunflowers and the others, probably end of May and going into June, because the season was somewhat delayed by roughly a month in some periods. So the harvesting will start at a smaller scale right now and then gain momentum later in the coming month and going into June. But it's also an important period because we are also switching the marketing years from the 2022-23 marketing year going into the 2023-24 marketing year for major crops like maize. We've already switched for oil seeds. And those of you who may not remember, the marketing years are always 1 year ahead of the production year. For example, for the 2023-24 marketing year for summer grains and oilseeds that we're starting, that corresponds with the 2022-23 production season. So it's when you start producing, but when you harvest the marketing year, that's where you start up until the year where you finish selling that crop, which is when we'll finish selling it around about 2024, which is why it's a 2023-24 marketing year in a simplistic terms. But this is also then a period where we have to ask ourselves and saying, how is the crop in South Africa in general? Because we've faced many challenges, which some we discussed in a previous podcast. We talked about the issue that load shedding is weighing even on summer grains, because if you think about summer grains, by the way, we are talking about maize, sunflower, soybeans, sorghum, dry beans. Those are some of the and peanuts. Those are some of the summer grains and oilseeds that we're talking about. And if you focus on that, we've made the point previously that 20% of South Africa's maize is under irrigation. 15% of soybeans is also under irrigation. And then the question is to say, how are those areas and the yields that we are expecting, and what's the influence of that on overall summer grains and oilseeds harvest in South Africa? Those are questions that many people probably have in mind. And we know that maize and soybeans are important for food security, inflation. These are some that is used for feed. Maize, we use it for feed, feeding cattle and poultry. We're also using it for our human consumption. And in fact, if you were to think about the maize that South Africa consumes domestically, it's about 11.8 million tons. If you like it, you can just say 12 million tons. And about 5 million tons of that will go for human consumption, and the rest will go for animal feed consumption. So you have those dynamics that are there. But then back to the question to say, given all of these challenges and the erratic weather conditions at the start of the year, where some months saw heavy rainfall and some months it was fairly dry, and we had these periods of drier weather conditions and intense heat, what does that all mean for the harvest that we are expecting in South Africa? And this past week, we received important data which illuminates some of those expectations, and at the same time, very comforting, because the Crop Estimate Committee of South Africa released their data saying, look, for the 2022-23 season, they expect South Africa's summer grains and oilseeds production overall to be about 19.6 million tons. This is up by 2% from the data they had released in February, and also up 5% if you were to compare it with the previous season, that is the 2021-22 production season. So up 2% month on month, and up 5% on a year-on-year basis. This is primarily on the back of expected higher yields, not necessarily the expansion area, because if you look at the area that is planted for all summer grains in South Africa this year, it's about 4.4 million tons, million hectares. This is roughly the same as what we saw the previous season, where 4.4 million hectares was planted, and then we're able to produce this 19.6 million tons of grains that will be there. So it means that even though the rainfall was erratic, we experienced some of these load shedding challenges, farmers managed to actually be able to have a good crop. That tells us then that the heavy rains that we received somewhere from mid-February assisted a lot in improving the crop conditions and bringing a bit of a breather from the dry weather conditions where farmers were struggling also to irrigate because of the load shedding and the crops were in bad shape. And then it rained in February, and I think that assisted in making sure that we are in relatively better shape. There are also energy interventions that are being made, which we discussed in previous podcasts, like load curtailment, expansion of renewables, and scheduled load shedding to assist irrigation. Those are all things that are being thought about, and one can check in some of the podcasts that we've recorded to hear more about the ones that we discuss these things. The most comforting thing then is also that when you say, okay, this is a 19.6 million tons of grain, but that's a total. But what does this mean by some of the key grains like maize, soybean, and sunflower? Now, if you look into those and you focus on them, you see that we expect a large maize harvest of about 15.9 million tons. That's up 3% on a year-on-year basis. And then if you consider the number I mentioned earlier, that our annual consumption of maize is about 11.8 to 12 million tons, then this means that we may have about 3 million tons of maize that will be for export markets if we're expecting a crop of about 15.9 million tons. That's nearly 16 million tons of a crop that we're expecting. So we are in good shape, and this is up compared to the previous season. And this is on the back of expected higher yields, as the area planting for maize is somewhat smaller than what we planted in 2021 and 22 production season. Now, if you transition on that, you think about soybean is very important for animal feed in South Africa. We expect a record crop of about 2.7 million tons of soybeans. That's up 22% compared to last year. Of course, farmers planted more larger area compared to last year, but the yields are also really robust this year, and which is why we're expecting this good soybean crop. This will allow us to now really retain our positions as net exporters of soybeans, as we already started to be like that last year. Sunflower is down by 6% on a year-on-year basis. We expect a sunflower seed crop of about 797 million tons. So it's down 6%. The area planted has been reduced as farmers expanded some of the white maize in that area. So there are those dynamics on the area planting, but also yields are expected to be slightly down in some parts. This is the issues in the western side of South Africa with drier weather conditions in certain periods and plantings being delayed for some periods. So those are the dynamics that we see there. But with that together, I still think that this is one of the great seasons that we have, with all of the challenges that we're facing. But also other small crops, think about sorghum, think about groundnuts, peanuts. We expect large harvest. I mean, sorghum is about 109 thousand tons that we're expecting, on peanuts about 47,000 tons, in fact nearly 48,000 tons that we expect of peanuts. All of these are up from the previous season, so these are good crops that we're expecting. Right now, as I said, some areas are at maturing stages, some are pollinating, but in the early planted areas, the harvesting will soon be starting this season. And with this, then I don't expect that these data that we'll have will change dramatically in the coming months. I think in the next few months, the Crop Estimate Committee will be looking at these data, making marginal revisions, which in my view, they may even be upward marginal revision than actually slashing these crops, which again cements the view that South Africa is in for another ample grains and oilseeds harvest season. This will benefit feed farmers, especially as the commodity prices have come off to an extent compared to what the farmers have seen last few months. For example, maize is hovering around about 4,000 tons per hectare in that area, which is almost the same region as a year ago, but down from the past few months. There are a number of global factors that have been driving commodity prices, which we've discussed in some of the podcasts, but that has to do with supplies in South America, drought their demand in China, Russia-Ukraine war. Those are all things that have been driving global commodity prices and in turn our own prices. sunflower seeds and trading somewhere just over 8,000 tons. The same is true for soybeans, trading just over 8,000 600 rand per ton. Soybeans, it's about 8,100 rands per ton. Those are the levels that we are trading at. And maize, as I said, about 4,000 rands per ton. We're hovering at those levels. Now, you consider these and you consider the yields that are expected. I still think that farmers will be at a relatively better shape in being able to cover their input costs, which were quite elevated. But I don't expect that these data will lead to major softening of prices. Much of this has already been baked in and priced in the market. Traders and many people know that we are expecting good yields. They see it when they drive around South Africa. So that's it, folks, for this week. And I guess the key message here is that we have a good crop in South Africa. We will remain net exporters of grains and oil seeds. This all bodes well for food price inflation. Those that are in the user side of the grains, consumers and animal feed and poultry farmers, this is all very positive for them, and the prices are also softening compared to the past few months. So this plays positively for their side. That's all for this week, folks. Next week we'll come back. We may comment on the Competition Commission things that many of you probably saw, and we wrote something on the Sunday Times about that. I will see if it warrants some discussion in the coming week. Thanks for listening.